Today you'll learn about a wonderful and very simple way you can help environmental organizations in the San Francisco Bay Area. This is Your Wetlands.
The San Francisco Bay Area Conservancy Program of the State Coastal Conservancy is offering a license plate that will have an image of the Golden Gate Bridge and the tagline, Nature Within Reach. The proceeds from that license plate are going to benefit open space protection, habitat restoration for wildlife, and public access and recreation opportunities in the nine-county Bay Area.
Amy Hutzel is the San Francisco Bay Area Program Manager for the State Coastal Conservancy. As precedents, there are already license plates for Yosemite and Lake Tahoe, so now it's the Bay Area's chance. And to make it happen, there is a relatively small challenge.
7,500 people need to pay and pledge to buy a license plate before the DMV will actually produce the license plate. And that's required by state legislation. So we have a fairly large challenge. I mean, getting 7,500 people to sign up for a plate in 1 year, it's a very small percentage of the overall population. I'm hoping that an image of the Golden Gate Bridge is going to be a huge draw.
Amy, I understand that there is this one-year deadline during which you have to get 7,500 people to sign up for this new license plate. But looking forward, is this an ongoing source of revenue for Bay Area environmental organizations?
Yeah, that's the idea. Once we get 7,500 people to sign up, then the Department of Motor Vehicles takes over the entire administration of the plate. And after that initial sign up of 7,500 people, additional people would just register to get the plate through DMV, and DMV will continue to produce the plate. The whale tail license plate currently has about 90,000 cars with whale tail plates. So, you know, this initial 7,500 will hopefully grow into the tens of thousands.
Amy, what about the cost of this new license plate?
So the cost for a specialized Bay Area license plate is $50 initially. So when you do your pledge, you have to pay $50. And then there's a $40 annual renewal fee. And those renewal fees will just show up with your annual DMV renewal cost. So it'll be an additional cost on your license plate fee.
And don't worry, you don't have to remember all of that. We will, of course, have a link for more information on our Your Wetlands website. And Amy, tell us what you're hoping this new source of revenue will accomplish.
We're really trying to achieve two things. One is to get the word out about the great resources we have in the San Francisco Bay Area. The open space, the habitats, the regional trails. We really want to let people know that, if they don't already, that nature is within reach in the Bay Area. You don't have to travel a long way. You can enjoy our parks and open spaces right here. And then the second thing we want to do with the license plate, obviously, is generate revenue. And that revenue is going to augment bond funding that the Conservancy has, and we're going to use it to continue to add to our greenbelt, our parklands, and completing the regional trails in the Bay Area.
That is Amy Hutzel of the California Coastal Conservancy, a supporter of this very podcast, by the way. If you would like to learn more about the new license plate, here's what I want you to do. Please visit BayAreaLicenseplate.org. Again, that's BayAreaLicenseplate.org. And if you would like to learn more about how a specific group will use these funds, check back for our next podcast for an interview with Paul Ringel with the Peninsula Open Space Trust. And if you have a suggestion for a future podcast, why don't you email us? The email address is yourwetlands@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.